Assembly Speaker John Gard now has another Republican to add to his ranks, Mark Honeydell, whose campaign for the 21st District hinged on the proposed local property tax freeze.
When Republicans can get 61% of the vote in a seat that we haven't held in almost 80 years, that should tell people that there is something going on below the radar screen in this state. There is a tax revolt brewing.
While Gard thinks this contest is a bellwether for other political races, a spokesperson for the state Democratic Party disagrees. Seth Bofelli says the Republican win had more to do with high name recognition than low taxes.
Well, I think this came down to good old-fashioned vote with the person you know. The property tax freeze was a major issue there. But if you look at the other special election, the candidates who opposed the property tax freeze got a combined total of 65%.
Nevertheless, Gard still believes that most constituents won't support politicians who continue to voice opposition to the freeze, including Governor Doyle.
And if he vetoes it, Democrat legislators are going to have an opportunity to stand up for their districts and their taxpayers and support the freeze through an override. And if we fail in an override, we're not done yet.
Gard says if necessary, separate tax freeze legislation could be taken up before September in extraordinary session. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.